funding that prevention needs. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we're probably still sticking a big sticking plaster over a wound that is not healing because we're not doing enough to prevent it in the first place.
OK, Jenna Kemp, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. She's the coordinator of Zero Tolerance, a charity. It's 24 minutes past eight.
Now, dementia patients across the country may be spending as much as 24 hours a day locked in hospital wards, a routine not even acceptable for convicted prisoners. And there's concern that too many people with dementia are being kept under what amounts to a chemical cosh, powerful medication used to keep them quiet and stop violent behaviour. But growing numbers of experts are recommending outdoor activity, and specifically gardening, even for patients with the most challenging conditions. The approach is being outlined at an event in Perth tomorrow, as Hugh Williams reports.
We're just going to pick some blackberries. Can they come and pick the brambles with me?
Amanda James from the Pottager Garden in Kinross is working in the garden with Donald Stewart. He's 79 and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years ago.
They go nicely with the apples for pie, won't they?
Do you like coming to the garden, Mr Stewart?
It's possible to be the time. I don't know.
What do you like about it?
Just gets you at the house noon again like that, so. Yep.
Mr Stewart's wife, Catherine.
I took him to the doctor and I said he's getting very forgetful. He said, what did you used to work at, Mr Stewart? And he had no idea. He couldn't remember where he worked. And he'd been a school janitor prior to that for 15 years. So he was referred to a psychiatrist. And she said, yes, we'll get a brain scan. So when the brain scan came back, confirmed that he did have Alzheimer's.
One of the most painful things about Alzheimer's is that slowly but irrevocably it takes the person away. But Mrs Stewart says in the garden, Donald is the man he always used to be.
This is a godsend. Amanda and her volunteers, they make him feel wanted and necessary. I think he's done some woodwork painting and things like that quite well, I believe. Yes.
So he remembers those skills that he's always had are there still?
Yes, he remembers his gardening skills.
Amanda James from the Pottager Garden.
It's familiar to him, so he feels secure. I think gardening's therapeutic for anybody, to plant something, see something thrive. Being out in the fresh air, the exercise, as well as the social contact that he gets while he's here. So he stays with his wife and I run down and pick him up and bring him up just for a couple of hours, and she says that when he goes home he's tired and happy.
All that makes perfect sense to landscape designer Annie Pollock from the Dementia Services Development Centre at Stirling University. She's leading the one-day course on designing gardens for people with dementia.
If you've got somebody being locked up for 24 hours a day, as seems to happen in some scenarios, they are going to be unhappy, they will present challenging behaviour, they will require drugging, they probably won't sleep at night, and they will be frailer. They'll be far more difficult to look after, and they will cost the system a lot more money to care for. Whereas people who are outside and active still can maintain an active interest in their environment and their cognitive abilities, the decline is slower.
But Fiona Thackeray from Trellis, a charity that promotes therapeutic gardening across Scotland, says unlocking the door to the garden doesn't necessarily mean you can keep the drugs cabinet closed.
We wouldn't argue that gardening is going to cure you or really take away all need for any other intervention, but it can be a really powerful addition or complementary therapy to any drug regime.
Do you think that message is understood by healthcare professionals and by the people that run care homes?
I would say it's beginning to be better accepted, yeah. I think generally in Scotland and probably in the UK at large, we are seeing a kind of return to greener spaces and to using gardens again. And certainly several of our bigger hospitals are beginning to look at using their gardens and opening up green space that's maybe been built on or overlooked or neglected again.
Back at the Pottager Garden in Kinross, Donald and Catherine Stewart are taking away bags of produce, the fruits of his labours.
We've got brambles and we've got runner beans and broad beans and beetroot and some cooking apples.
So
yes.
A bramble and apple pie, that sounds
that
like.
That is next on the agenda.
Sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it?
Hugh Williams reporting there. It's 8:29.
And that's time for some more sport now with Jeff.
Well, over the next two nights, the lineup will emerge for the quarterfinals of the Scottish Communities League Cup. Five ties tonight and a further three tomorrow. Tonight, there